Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So one of the things in business is people are always looking for the easier way to do things, the better way to do things, right? You're always looking for something new. But really, what most people want is the easy button. Well, guess what? I have one sitting right at my desk, and here it is.
That was easy.
Yeah, so all you got to do is go on Amazon, and for $15, you click that button, and boom, everything is easy, right? That's what we want. But reality is a little bit more complex than that, right? If all we had to do was...
That was easy.
And everything would work out great, everybody would be buying these buttons and nobody would have to work, right? So, let's start off by looking at what I consider to be one of the biggest challenges, and that is, how do we think differently? How do we do things differently? And it starts with the definition of insanity. You've heard this before. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Now, this has been attributed to people like Albert Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, Mark Twain, and it's one of the core things that people think about. It's like, you know, if you're doing the same thing over and over and expect different results, you're crazy. Well, yeah, but what I see people trying to do is they try to do what everybody else is doing and expect better or different results, right? So, you go buy a course. Hey, I'm going to learn from this person who says they can make me $1 million, and all of a sudden I'm going to do that, and boom, I'm going to make $1 million. Now, it's a little more complex than that. If you break it down into what you really want to achieve, and that's obviously to make more money, to make more sales, to have more free time, whatever those things are, it really boils down to something pretty simple. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the right people to pay attention to what you're doing and to take action on it. Let me say that again. What you really want is the right people to pay attention to what you are doing to take action. Now, there are three business slogans that really kind of define that. And let me start with the first one, which is Apple. Think different. The second one is Verizon. Can you hear me now? And the third one is Nike. Just do it. So let's go back. What I really want is the right people. Think different. To pay attention. Can you hear me now? To what you are doing and take action. Just do it. So you're really trying to reinvent the way that you're thinking about things. And I have an acronym for that. It's called TRY, which stands for time to reinvent yourself. Time to reinvent yourself, or TRY. So reinvention means you have to think different, right? You have to be heard and you have to do something about it. So if you sit down and take an inventory of the assets that you have in business, and I'm not talking about physical assets or financial assets, I'm talking about your assets. There are three core ones that you need to pay attention to. And they're often referred to in the spiritual or religious vein as time, treasure, and talent. So you have time, you have treasure, you have talent. What's the goal of time in business? The goal of time in business is to turn time into money, right? Sell hours for dollars. You don't necessarily want to do that, but ultimately you want to turn your time into money. The next one is treasure. And that is where you want to turn money into time, right? You want money to grow. If you're in the financial industry, you're taking your treasure and you're trying to leverage that to make more money, right? Or you're trying to take money and turn it into something where you can have more free time. So the last piece of this puzzle is kind of the key. And the key is talent. Now, you have strengths and you have weaknesses. I always say you need to work to your strengths and hire to your weaknesses. So let's break this down a little further and talk about what I consider to be the goal, the cost of time, and the cost of money. So I've got three goals I want to talk about. The first one is to get more traffic or engagement or create more awareness about your business online. Now, the cost in time is you have to figure out a way to generate something that is going to attract more attention. And there's two different ways that you can do that. You can either pay for it in the form of advertising, or you can create content that is going to draw people in. So the question becomes is, what are you willing to pay for? You're either going to pay for somebody to create the content, or you're going to pay for the time for yourself to do it, or you're going to hire somebody to do it for you. Now, the next goal is to try to convince people to choose you. And the way that you do that is educate them. So, are you creating articles? Are you creating blog posts? Are you creating ebooks? Stuff that people can learn from. And again, it boils down to generating content that attracts those people. So, are you willing to pay with your time to generate that stuff yourself or to manage people within your business? Or do you need to hire outside of your business to get that done? The final piece of this, when we look at it, is we have, you know, we want to get engagement. We want people to choose you. And we want to generate more sales. We're trying to convince people that what we're selling is the right thing for them at the right time. So, the cost in time comes in relationships. Are you willing to invest in the relationships that it takes to meet people where they're at? Can you go out and network? Can you meet them online in places like LinkedIn or maybe Facebook? What time are you willing to invest in trying to generate those more sales? Now, you may say, well, I've got a sales team to do that. Yes, but you as an owner, you as a manager, still need to invest time in that. Either creating the content and showing people in your business how to utilize it or utilizing it yourself. So the cost in money is whether you're paying your staff to do this, or you could try hiring a firm to generate leads for you. But we all know how that works out. There's no relationship in there. So there's not the kind of solid business plan that you're going to get out of leads. And even if you do get leads, you still have to create content and do something to get them on the phone, to have a meeting with them. You have to convince them. So those other two things don't go away. You still got to create engagement and you still have to educate them. So even if you get the leads, there's still a process. So let me leave you with this final thought. We're not trying to redefine insanity. We're trying to redefine results. So it's time to reinvent yourself. Think different. Can you hear me now? And just do it. Follow that advice. So if you like this, I know you're going to love my Perfect LinkedIn Strategy. Go to perfectlinkedinstrategy.com where I outline a system that's going to help you build relationships that will help you build your business now and into the future. perfectlinkedinstrategy.com. Check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.